Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company, fourth and final hour here on a Thursday morning. It's good to have all of you in. Hopefully you're safe and dry out there. Looks like it's not raining right now.
But no, it's raining.
Is it raining?
Yeah.
What a bad vantage point I have.
Bad vantage point.
Sean Farish will be in with us tomorrow for a Farish Friday. He'll be with us for all 4 hours. Stocker was due for his typical 5-week vacation. He'll be back around Labor Day, and then we'll continue.
Yeah, don't expect to hear me too much in the summer. YouTube.com/@1210 WPHD. I'm just warning you. Stockerless summer. YouTube.com/@1210 WPHD. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there. By the way, the Never Ending Cut Sheet sponsored by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now, Staples can save up to $250 off of your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit Staples.com/print for details. Ends June 14th. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Thank you, Staples, for sponsoring the ever-important, never-ending What's on the Cut Sheet.
Just two more tweets that we've received. Yep. Sharon Kay says, "Hey, Nick, my mother has practically disowned me because I voted for Trump and I'm 60 years old." Poor Sharon.
Jeez.
Her mom disowned her. And then Tasha. And this is for all of us out there. I'm going to defend everybody that does, well, almost everybody that does this for a living. I'm sure there are some people that truly mail it in. Tasha Neal says, as far as our workplace conversation with people checking out, she goes, "Boy, bold statement, Nick, for someone that works 4 hours a day." let me explain something to Tasha and everybody out there that maybe doesn't understand the way this works. If you think that we just roll in at 6 o'clock, check out at 10 o'clock, and never put another thought into the next thing we're going to say before the next day we start at 6 o'clock, Tasha, you're sadly mistaken. 4 hours is what you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying Jalen Hurts works 60 minutes a week. You don't see the practice throughout the week. 2 hours in the afternoon, another 2 hours in the evening, another hour here before the show. 2 + 2 = 5 + 4 = 9. Plus also never ending seeing what's going on social media, watching cable news, sending yourself an email of a thought for the show that you had. I would probably say I spend about 10 mental hours a day preparing to entertain you for 4.
Yeah, you know what? Who is it? Sarah? Who is it?
Tasha. Always has a snippy comment.
Well, Tasha, I would say this. Think about it like this. What she's saying, it's kind of like if we're serving you breakfast or dinner, then obviously it took a long time to prepare the meal.
Yeah.
I mean,
all the courses.
I don't know about you two, but I prepare for nothing. So
stop.
I just come in here and wing it every day.
Greg prepares more than anybody.
By the way, more than most producers here.
Wow.
By the way, Edward.
Wait, you're going out in the blaze. Is this it? Are you done? Is this your last day, like, permanently?
It might be.
Wow.
Edward is very happy that it's going to be a stockerless summer. Good, Edward. Thank you.
It's not going to be a stockerless summer.
My fans out there.
Stop.
I don't understand these people who like have to like snippy comments on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't like something, just don't listen to
it. Why do you think I read Tasha's tweet? I love the hate. You know.
Oh, so do I.
It's better than, "Oh, Nick, that was a great big take. You're the best, man." I don't want to hear that. Actually, I do, but.
All right, so let's continue on. By the way, coming up in 4 minutes, another edition of Fight Club, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group.
Because so fights equal ratings.
Thank you very much. Tri-County Auto Group realized that and got in while it was hot. Because fights equal ratings. Thank you, Nick Kale. But let's continue a little bit with mocking people.
Oh, and by the way, too, the Fight Club concept that is now sponsored, that just materialized, you know, off clock when somebody on this show, on this staff, randomly had an idea because he was thinking about the show. And next thing you know, cha-ching, you guys love something, money's being, everybody's happy. Not my idea, by the way. Somebody else on this show came up with it. So for all the, you don't put it to work.
Okay. By the way, Ed Durr, our friend, Trucker Ed.
Love it.
He says, "Hey, Nick, you don't need to defend it. Be proud. You have the job you have. Ignore the haters."
Exactly right.
Well, we like to read the haters because I think, like, to Nick's point, the haters are funnier.
Yeah.
The haters actually love us.
Lancelot Link, who, of course, these stupid people who have these dumb names that can't give their own names. Like, my name is Greg Stocker. That's my real name. Nick Kale, that's his real name. Dawn, not so much. This is Greg. Like the snippy comments you make and tell your audience to stop listening. Yes, yes, Lancelot, stop listening, dummy.
Turn it off.
If my real name...
Nobody needs you or
wants you. Yes, nobody
Get
needs...
off my YouTube.
Nobody needs you or wants you.
Get off my YouTube.
Greg revealed my name earlier. What was it? Dawnie Downer 69?
Yeah, that was that's your
that's her screen name.
That's your AOL screen name circa 2001.
Yeah, if like if you're in the chat room tonight around 1:22 a.m. and you see Dawnie Downer 69, that stands
there it is.
On. Yeah,
I just can't imagine like just sitting by a keyboard and like listening to something or watching something and just this show sucks. This just show, like get a life, homie. All right, let's do this. This dude thinks he's a woman after a few days on estrogen hormones because he cried during an emotional movie. So, Dawn, all it takes to be a woman, apparently, according to this dude, is to cry during an emotional movie. Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a confessional of crying in movies coming up in a moment. Was that Greg?
No, that was...
We gotta compare that guy's noise versus Greg.
No. All right, roll this.
I got it! Look! I got it! Yes!
That's your shit.
Those hormones are really starting to work. I just watched some clips of a really emotional movie and I teared up.
Castaway.
Normally I don't, but now I'm starting to.
There it is. He's a woman, Don, because he cried, he teared up during emotional scenes.
Based on how chubby his cheeks are, I'm guessing he already had breasts to begin with, so the estrogen doesn't have to work too hard.
Gosh.
I will say this. Confession time.
Yep.
Have we ever cried to any movie?
No, of course.
I'll give my two.
Oh, boy.
Rudy. And Castaway.
Castaway.
Tom Hanks and Trump. I know.
You're a dope.
That scene at the end with Meg, not Meg Brock. the first Meg that comes to mind is Brock, but I'm picturing the blonde.
Meg Ryan.
Brock in Bucks County is like, what?
She's not in Castaway, is she?
Yeah, Meg Ryan is his wife in Castaway, who ultimately remarries and gave up hope that he was ever going to be found and came home.
Wait, it is a blonde actress.
I think it's Meg Ryan, isn't it?
Wait, it's somebody else.
Okay. Is it not Meg Ryan?
Hang on.
It's somebody else.
Am I having a Biden moment here?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Robert Herr is going to interview me for 5.5 hours.
Anyway.
Helen Hunt.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just like Meg Ryan.
Yeah, close enough.
Oh, my Lord.
Close enough. Yeah, Helen Hunt. Boy, that is a tearjerker for me. As is Rudy. Rudy was offsides, by the way, in that final play of the game. For all the Notre Dame fans out there.
I love Rudy.
Rudy.
All right.
Rudy.
I cried during Rudy.
Damn. How can you not?
Well, Nick, I guess you're a woman then, since you got emotional.
I've been
something.
On estrogen since March.
Not his own, but that which surrounds him.
Surrounded, encapsulated by it. Everywhere I look, estrogen.
And soon, we can't wait for this summer, Nick Cale surrounded by not only the estrogen of his wife and his daughters, but his mother-in-law.
But you know what the finish line is? To go from having to suck it up for 1 month, for 1 year. In 1,200 square feet surrounded by estrogen, to then get 3,100 square feet and be estrogen free.
Wow.
Oh, I may never reemerge from the basement. You thought Biden ran a basement campaign? You haven't seen anything. I may never leave my man cave again.
All right. Are you guys ready for this?
Yes. I'm ready.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
You're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights. Equal rating.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
Fight Club. Everybody get on over to YouTube. YouTube.com/@1210WPHG. Fight Club today sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. 3 locations, 1 priority. You visit tricounty.com. Go there right now. Tricounty.com or call them up. Call Brian Krieger up. He's the owner. And say thank you for sponsoring Fight Club because we know fights equal ratings. Brian was smart to get in. Well, the getting was good because fights... equal ratings. Let's take you to Los Angeles County, shall we? This is Cut 10. a violent riot at Operation Graduation. Los Angeles County held a special graduation for over 100 individuals from juvenile detention, probation camps, and alternative education programs.
I've worked with these kids.
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, I know.
Oh, this is amazing. This is the Fox 11 news report. Today's Fight Club, roll it. Look at this.
Look. A wild brawl breaks out inside Disney Concert Hall Thursday evening during a graduation
ceremony. Look at this. Oh, off the top rope.
Girls were fighting. Guys were fighting. I was really scared.
Rihanna Valdez had just walked the stage when suddenly kids from an alternative education school and probation started fighting.
And it was really scary. They were all jumping. They got on top of each other. And they fell off of the stage.
Dopes and criminals.
It escalated quickly with someone outside the concert hall holding out a gun.
Of course.
We were coming out of the ceremonies, and there was a car right on the other side of the cars that were parked. We just saw shooting, and then saw the smoke and everything, and everybody just got down on the ground.
This man threw his mom on the floor and just covered her with his body. Mom, get down there, shooting.
We can see that there was someone bleeding. Mm-hmm. Like, he looked like he just got done fighting, and I can see the car pulling up that they were about to do something for sure, and sure enough, you can see the gun smoke, gun shells fall, hit the floor, and then they kind of, like, just peeled off.
Two people were taken into custody in the parking lot.
Wow.
Now, were there competing schools there, multiple, like a normal school as well as a juvenile detention graduation?
It says, well, it's interesting you say that because it says Los Angeles County, so the county, held a special graduation for over 100 individuals from juvenile detention, probation camps, and alternative education programs.
Okay.
Now, who thought that was a good idea?
Did they did they cross-populate with a normal school?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess somebody got disrespected and had to.
What are they mad about?
Pop off a few strays in their thigh.
I mean, you know, the dude off the top rope.
Yeah,
that may be my favorite clip of the week.
These kids are all lost causes, man. They're going to be in the system the rest of their life.
Yep,
I've seen it. You can just tell when these kids come in at 14 or 16 or 12, whatever the age, you can spot which ones will have a chance at salvaging their life. And the ones that are already a lost cause.
Yep.
Based on demeanor, attitude, the way they talk to you, whether or not they have any remorse or sorrow. And I've worked with both of them. I was only in the juvenile detention prison for about 5 or 6 months. And you could tell there were some kids in there that screwed up. They were scared to death. You could tell that they're going to learn their lesson, and that's not who they are. They had a bad moment. And then you could tell the ones that just, like, okay, this is you know, they're going to get their food, and they're going to go to the classroom, and there was still teaching and school that goes on in these places, and they're just going to keep riding it out.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. Remember, are you guys going to vote on the best one tomorrow?
I sure hope so.
All right, well, make sure Phil or whoever's here does the you know, has a recap of them for all of you.
Okay.
I'm voting which one? Today. I don't know what tomorrow's is going to be, but I think my favorite so far is the one we played yesterday.
Walmart?
Yeah, the Walmart one was definitely my favorite.
Well, yeah.
It was chicks
with butt cheeks. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That one.
Bush's baked beans.
Yep.
Cans flying.
Fight Club, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. Tricounty.com. Make sure you go there now.
We had the graduation Thursday. I'm writing this down. Mm-hmm. Wednesday was Walmart. Monday was Antonio Brown. What was Tuesday's?
Tuesday was the cafeteria fight where the bully got bullied herself.
We'll call that Taco Tuesday. Okay, we got Walmart Wednesday.
Yep.
We're going to have to start new. Maybe we should sell individual sponsorships for the days.
Well, there
you think Walmart would actually sponsor Walmart Wednesday on the Fight Club?
Definitely won't. Definitely won't.
What about Waffle House? There was a request on the YouTube chat for a Waffle House fight.
Yes. It's a great pull by you.
Yeah.
Where would you rather be at 11:30 p.m. on a Wednesday night? A Walmart or a Waffle House?
I love Waffle House.
I do too, but...
Love it.
The clientele is very Walmart-ish.
Make sure, before you go away for your long weekend or whatever you're going to do, make sure you get on over to YouTube tomorrow, because they'll have a vote up tomorrow on YouTube where you can vote for the best fight of the week.
We got what other establishments, without destroying anybody that might actually advertise here... So Walmart, Waffle House. What's another real low?
They're not low.
Awful, wretched humans. I trust me. I love Waffle. I live in the South. The whole bit, like, you know, I've been in there with the Trump supporters. I've been in there with low lifes. I've been in there with truckers. I've been in there with everybody. I love. Trust me. I love a good greasy breakfast. But Waffle House, I wouldn't probably want to go scoop up a foursome for golf from Waffle House. If you know what I mean.
Let me play another one here. This is a 24-year-old Venezuelan man who pretended to be a 16-year-old Ohioan high school student for a year and a half.
Yes, I saw this.
A year and a half.
Posing as somebody 8 years younger than he really is. That's
crazy. When he enrolled, he forged documents including the Ohio driver's license, social security number, and DHS TPS documents. He was even playing on the high school JV soccer and swim team.
No, at least he was playing in the right gender.
You see this video, youtube.com/at1210wphd if you want to see this video. You see this video. Is he fooling anybody? I don't know.
Let's see.
Roll it.
Listen to this. He went about his life as a teenage student at a high school in Ohio, but police there say that is all fiction.
Yeah, I guess
and
he looks
that
young.
In reality,
there.
He's actually a 24-year-old Venezuelan migrant. Bill Malugin is following this wild, wild story for us. Bill, what happened here?
Yeah, Aisha, really bizarre story out of the state of Ohio. That's where police have arrested a 24-year-old Venezuelan man who they say was pretending to be a 16-year-old unaccompanied minor. Also, he could attend a local high school, which he was doing successfully for almost a year and a half. Take a look.
Yeah.
Police in Perrysburg, Ohio arresting Anthony Emmanuel.
Yeah, we pause that. Yeah. Let's leave that right there. That's a very 1999 frosted tip in sync look.
Just gonna say he does look like he's out of the late 90s or early 2000s.
Is he part of the MS-13 boy band? All right, let's continue.
I don't know. He doesn't. Does he
no?
look? I think he looks 20-ish.
I've seen 12-year-olds who are starting to grow beards.
I mean, I it's funny. The older I get, the more everybody looks like a kid to me. But he kind of does look like a kid. No.
Yeah, I mean, I could.
Obviously, somebody got suspicious, right?
You think? Yeah. A year and a half, by the way.
It's crazy.
How does that happen?
Stupid people. Roland.
Now charged with felony forgery. DHS tells Fox he's a visa overstay who first came to the U.S. in 2019 and was a recipient of temporary protective status, a.k.a. TPS. He was arrested during a traffic stop in which he was the passenger of a car, and he's now facing charges for enrolling in the school fraudulently. According to the local school district, he was living with two adult legal guardians who contacted them after they discovered he was a 24-year-old man, not a teenager, reportedly after the mother of his child turned him in and revealed his true identity to them. The school district says when he enrolled, he had forged documents, including an Ohio driver's license, a social security number, and DHS TPS documents. He was even playing on the high school's JV soccer and swim teams. In a statement, the school district said the suspect's deception was complex and that multiple agencies were misled by his falsified records. Now, ICE does confirm to Fox News they have placed a detainer request on Labrador Sierra with local law enforcement. He's being held on $50,000 bond. His next court appearance is set for May 29th.
Maryland's Chris Van Hollen is on the first flight to Perrysburg, Ohio, to argue he's just here to get an education. He's a family man, and he needs his diploma. He's trying to support his wife and daughter. Oh, my.
But for the taxpayers, somebody like this, you think about, I mean, in Abington, they just had a vote this week for a new middle school. So think about just from a taxpayer standpoint, how many of these individuals like this are at a school where that cost is what, 26 grand a year on the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an actual tangible cost to illegals like this.
And media and Democrats, did you see where he was arrested, detained, and removed from society? They didn't go into the school to get him, did they?
No.
They're going to scare the kids.
No, they're not going to do that.
What if the kids are 24?
Yeah, right?
24, pretending to be in 10th grade.
Yeah.
Well, that's just it. I mean, they're even on the college campuses. Earlier, you had mentioned the woman who was detained. A lot of these individuals are 30.
Yeah.
On the college. They're not like a college kid who's like 19 to 21.
One more for the Kutchy here. This is here to trigger Dawn again.
Uh-oh.
This woman says that transgender males with Adam's apples and beards are her sisters.
Okay.
Roll this.
If you're a woman with an Adam's apple, you're my sister. If you're a woman with a 5 o'clock shadow or a full beard, you're my sister. If you're a woman with a deep voice, you're my sister.
Hey, baby.
If nobody knows yet, you're my sister. If you are still trying to mask as one thing for your own safety, you are my sister. Womanhood is a magical and incredible experience.
Right, Dawn?
And it isn't right. This. Like, this has shaped my experience as a woman, but it is not womanhood. It's not what being a woman is.
What a dumb
and
she is.
I don't need for you to be this or to look a certain way or sound a certain way to acknowledge the woman in you. And anyone who does, nobody chooses to fully participate in womanhood unless it is in them. So I know that if that is the choice you've made, not to be a woman.
That was my fault. Okay. That was my fault.
I have a full mustache and beard.
But by the way, if you watch on YouTube, you can hear it all uncensored.
Bearded sister?
Yeah.
My high school cover band?
If you have a hammer bigger than my husband's, you are my sister.
Stop the hammering.
Crazy. Oh, crazy chicks.
Oh, my Lord.
We're not a woman. There are some bearded women, but not the kind she's talking about. Right?
Yeah. Some biological females occasionally do grow a mustache.
Yes.
Okay.
Or a beard.
Yeah. That's my. I only monitored 30 seconds of that. So I have to remind myself. Yes. I need to check my work.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Can we check our work, please, before we put it on the air and save it?
Well, it's a good thing I have the dump button. Okay, so
yeah, well, you look. You have some brain fog. You're going to be on vacation coming up. The study shows it, right?
Yep.
75% of people 3 days out before their vacation start to mentally check out. Yeah, everything I give you folks is verified.
Yep.
And then sometimes all of us on the show, we confirm it.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD to see the uncensored. In case you're listening on 1210 and didn't hear that, I think the Odyssey app, I don't know if the Odyssey app catches that or not.
I've heard mixed arguments. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
I know 1210 doesn't because, you know, I can see it here when the dump is hit.
Right. And you hit the dump.
I always hit the dump.
Right.
Hit the dump, unlike the Delco jumper.
This is what happens. Right. This is what happens.
Some dump hoods, yeah. So others dump curse words.
All right, that's what I got for all the right. Never-ending cut sheet. Rich asked how long they lasted. Well, today lasted until 9:25. And we started right at 7:45.
Yeah.
Greg Stocker's cut sheet has stamina.
Thank you.
By the way, who's this new chick on Fox? Aisha Hasney?
She is. Aisha is she... has worked her way up the ladder, so she started as a reporter. She actually started a couple of years ago as a news reporter, and now they have her anchoring. She does a good job.
Yeah, she does. Yes, she does. Kale and Company. All right, I'm going to settle down now. Dawn's Big Three is coming up next.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Let's get caught up in the world of news. Maybe some other stories out there that are pertinent. Time for Dawn Stensland's Big Three at 9:31.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by D&K Appliances. We're learning more about the victims as well as the accused gunmen. This is in the D.C. shooter situation. As far as the young couple who was gunned down in cold blood in Washington, D.C. last night, tragic details as we learn their identities. Sarah Milgram, Yaron Leshinsky. He had Yaron, according to friends, family, and coworkers, he had bought the ring. He had told everybody, asked her father, you know, the hand in marriage, and was going to pop the question next week as this young in love couple. He was going, you know, they were expected to get engaged next week. he was a research assistant. And as far as Sarah Milgram, she organized visits and missions to Israel, the Israeli ambassador to the United States speaking out about this. President Trump, these horrible D.C. killings, he says, based obviously on anti-Semitism, must end now. Hatred and radicalism have no place in the USA. And then wish, you know, extending condolences, obviously, to the families of the victims. God bless you all.
Mm-hmm.
And so reaction here locally in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, South Jersey, and beyond across the country, as even though they feel that this was an isolated incident with this 30-year-old gunman, still there are often, unfortunately, copycat killings. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the fear. So beefed up security here in Philadelphia and across the region, not only at, for example, the Weizmann Jewish Museum, but as well synagogues, schools, that sort of thing.
I mean, this is, I believe, the natural progression of idiots saying stupid things. The dopes running these colleges, these politicians, some of these people out there that want to label people Hitler and Nazis and all of this stuff. And then you have the select few out there that are sick and they act upon it. It's just awful. It's 2025. We have people being killed because of their religion.
And that's the case as this morning. There's a lot of information really exploding as they're learning more about the accused gunman. 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez, who Greg played it earlier, yelled Free Palestine after he was arrested right near the Jewish Museum last night. And so he's being identified as somebody, a BLM activist, socialist.
Shocking.
Journalist Ken Klippenstein is all over social media, and he was an Intercept guy, but he's sharing this 980-word quote-unquote manifesto that he's alleging belonged to the gunman. So that's all over social media.
Yeah, and it looks like, according to the New York Post, that this guy was known as a, let me see if I've got the terminology right, he was an active member of the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Which is denouncing that.
And
they're denying that this morning, just heads up.
And People's Congress of Resistance, and according to the report, a serial agitator. So
holds a degree, a BA in English from the University of Illinois at Chicago.
I wonder if he's going to get his BA in criminal justice while he's behind the bars.
There are pictures of him all over social media and people talking about this, but in part, he talked about in this manifesto, public opinion shifting against the genocidal apartheid state and the American government. So apparently he was a big BLM guy back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Some sites have removed, even when he was quoted in articles in Chicago, they're removing and denouncing. So they're removing him and his words, you know, from their sites that they had hailed previously in some media sites.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're seeing this all in real time, breaking news.
Another person that hates America but still lives here.
As well, we have word of the big, beautiful budget bill that has passed. We reported that earlier when it did. Obviously, the House floor erupting in applause. And President Trump as well, just another side note on the economic front. So calls as, what about the so-called IRA? What about that ironically named Inflation Reduction Act? And will they entirely throw that out after that Cato report? Cato Institute is a nonpartisan report, but saying it would cost taxpayers $4.7 trillion by the year 2050. So a lot of questions this morning, but a celebration as now this big, beautiful bill, so-called, heads to the United States Senate. Will they get her done? And then, of course, we're on jury watch locally here. Huge story with many ramifications as a former Philadelphia policeman surrounded by his former colleagues, family, his attorneys, as we now wait to see what this jury will come back with as far as a verdict against this former police officer who his attorneys say, yes, fired upon a suspect in tragically resulting in the death of a suspect during a traffic stop. But he's charged by our current district attorney, Larry Krasner, with third degree murder, faces many years behind bars if they return with that verdict of guilty.
What do you think the odds are we come back here Tuesday and we're talking about some god-awful event from Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, God.
I was just thinking about that.
Why do you think about that? Can we go off into this holiday weekend with a positive thought?
I try to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You don't, though.
Well, I'm just a lot of sick people out there.
Yeah.
We've got 4th of July events in White Marsh canceled. You know, we got this nut job in D.C., screaming free Palestine.
By the way, somebody speaking of that White Marsh 4th of July thing, somebody wrote an article about you, Kale. I don't know if you saw this.
About me?
Yeah, some publication that nobody read. Basically saying that you were spreading false information because you compared it to the protests and you know, like the protests for free Palestine and that group.
I compared.
I don't remember.
You know, I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't know what I had for dinner last night. I'm glad they wrote about me. Yeah. If anybody has that story, send it to me. I'd like to read it while I'm on the toilet later.
Hang on. I'm sure I can find it. It's some publication that
doesn't like my opinion.
Six people read.
Oh.
So.
Well, maybe I'll read it verbatim and I'll increase your readership to 12. How's that?
Nick, honest to God, I don't remember you saying anything.
I'm sure whatever I said was accurate. I just don't remember the context of which I was making the correlation. We have tape. We can go back and get the tape.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, and updating you on that, there's a special meeting planned for today, Colonial Elementary School, on the July 4th parade in White Marsh Township, by the way. So they're going to meet tonight at 6:30 to talk about the cancellation, take comments from the community. And so it's in the general meeting room, Colonial, the grade school right there on Flowertown Road.
Yeah.
So they're going to broadcast it live on CITV YouTube channel. And so we can, with Farish Friday tomorrow, we can update you on the results of that.
Yeah, break down the tape.
Amen, brother. So we'll have that going on.
I've never heard of a 4th of July event getting canceled 2 months in advance over fears, threats of safety concerns. Have you ever heard of something like that?
You just said it yourself. We're headed into Memorial Day weekend. You hope and, you know, we all hope and pray, especially over these weekends with things happening. And I think that's, they're fearing that, but they acknowledge there were no credible threats at all. So the community came out and said, wait a minute, we've had this parade forever. We look forward to it. If there are no credible threats, then why can't we still continue it in some form?
Don't let the cowards win. Don't let the bad guys dictate your life.
Amen, brother. Freedom. You know what a lot of people may do, Nick Kale?
Drink.
They will go appliance shopping.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they will.
Because we love our appliances.
Dawn and Kale Appliances.
Woohoo! That's right. D&K Appliances, family owned and operated, offering industry leading brands the best. Bosch, GE Profile, Speed Queen, KitchenAid, Sub-Zero, and more. And their staff, these staff members are the best. They're local experts guiding you right through the sales, delivery, installation, and all the service. Just visit them, D&K Appliances in either Newtown Square or Flowertown, or dkappliances.com. Thank you, dkappliances.com, D&K Appliances, sponsoring Big Three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next, we will get to what occurred today in music history, what our morning mystery movie clip is, another opportunity for you to win, pick your tickets to concerts.
Pick your tickets. By the way, I sent you the article, so you can read it on the other side.
Yeah. Let's read somebody else's writing about what I said, taken out of context.
I was probably right.
The headline is WPHT Talk Radio Philadelphia, 1210 AM. First of all, get the branding first, stupid. Should be embarrassed by its White Marsh 4th of July parade coverage.
Yes.
We should be embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed of myself every morning.
Who's the genius that wrote this?
Let's see here.
Let me see. Just
Kevin Tierney.
Okay.
Oh, I know Kevin Tierney. Actually, I never heard of
Kevin.
Kevin Tierney.
I mean, what I just reported to you is pretty... How is any of what we've reported? We honestly have reported the facts according to Plymouth White Marsh. We've correctly quoted what they've said.
I read the story directly from their official Facebook page with quotes from the commissioner.
Let's get into their gripe next.
All right.
Okay.
Kevin Tierney, hang tight, pal. I'll come back to you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we continue. All right, we're back. WPHT, Talk Radio 1210 Philadelphia AM, as Kevin Tierney would write in a headline on morethanthecurve.com. I believe Kevin Tierney probably gets paid a penny per click for his articles. And he said that our station should be embarrassed by its White Marsh 4th of July parade coverage. He says, if you listen to talk radio locally, you know it's not very good. That's never more apparent than when they discuss something local to you and you realize the hosts have no idea what they're talking about.
What? What? I said, well, I said since my kids were little. I know, but we're all a team here. Like, we talked about this. I said, since my kids were little, we go to this every year. And how sad it is. And so I'm glad they're having a meeting tonight. What is he talking about?
Well, he says the controversy about the White Marsh Township Board of Supervisors canceling annual 4th of July parade landed on the airwaves of WPHT. To recap, the supervisors canceled the parade based on a security study that was supported by the chief of police. WPHT's Dom Giordano took to the air and discussed decisions being made in Plymouth White Marsh, inquiring whether the parade held on Bethlehem Pike or Stanton Avenue, at one point then turning the and comparing the security of the Truist Championship to the parade. On the troubling side, the Kale and Company show in the morning, hosted by Nick Kale, tied the cancellation of the parade to anti-Semitic protests that have occurred across the nation since Hamas and October 7th's attack. Then the station ran promos, and they should have been taken down immediately. Okay, so here's the article. I just looked it up, and this is exactly the same statement I read before, in which I read the township stated that holding the event would present an unnecessary risk to the community. The police chief also expressed concerns about the changing world and recent acts of violence against public events. So I'm guessing that's where I might have said, you know, with all this anti-Semitism, would it be a surprise if maybe there was anti-Semitic threats that were being placed in the community by some of these pro-God? Not entirely outlandish to pontificate that in their words, the changing world and recent acts of a violence against public events.
You were reading from their statement.
Correct. But then I was, bloviating.
But you gave IE.
Yes,
you were giving some examples.
Which I feel even more justified today, sadly, and it has to come to this.
Thank
where
you.
People are at a museum trying to enjoy their life, and I've got a Gaza nut job walking in and killing two people.
That's why I brought it up today.
So, and by the way, here's where it gets interesting. MoreThanTheCurve.com, where Kevin Tierney writes, tweeted us about a week or maybe 2 weeks ago.
Roughly.
About wanting to provide some details as to what is going on. And Phil, what did you do?
I responded to his tweet. I said, call our station, but no one calls our station to, talk about the hate that they have for our station because they're all losers.
Right. So, Kevin, I know you write 275 words once a week for $13.82, but when I talk about a story and I read a statement and then I say, I wonder what's at play here, that's called talk radio and having opinions. And I think I have 2 years' worth of evidence in this region to say that it might be fair to possibly assume that maybe those threats came down the pike to White Marsh Township. Maybe they didn't. But it's possible. Yeah. Go pound sand.
It's like after 9/11. All the events that, the possibility that it could happen. So,
Yes.
I dealt with that a lot.
But we reported what the police chief, Christopher Ward, said.
Yes.
Yeah, word for word.
Yeah.
You know what? It's the Dom show.
Yeah.
It's not
it's
us.
Yeah.
It's the Dom show.
Yeah.
But Kevin must be a hardcore listener because he heard the promos throughout the day.
Oh.
So we win, you lose.
All right, let's do this.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale and Company.
Today, May 22nd, we celebrate the birthdays of Morrissey from The Smiths and Bernie Taupin. We also lost Kirk Arrington from Metal Church in 2023. Singles include Big Empty by Stone Temple Pilots in 94. Album include Black Rain by Ozzy in 2007. The Miracle by Queen in 89. And Time Takes Time by Ringo Starr in 92. Also in 71, the Rolling Stones were atop the album chart with Sticky Fingers. In 2016, a guitar that Elvis was given by his dad sold at auction for $334,000. In 76, Wings was atop the singles chart. In 2011, Donald Trump names John Rich as Big and Rich, winner of The Celebrity Apprentice Season 11. In 2010, Godsmack was atop the album chart with The Oracle. And in 96, Mission Impossible debuted in theaters. But lastly, on this day in 55, police cancel a Fats Domino show in Bridgeport, Connecticut, fearing his music will lead to a riot. Fats Domino, people. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
Great job, Philip. Now we find out what is on tap for the Dawn Show just 6 minutes out.
Yes, so we'll be updating you. Of course, we're on jury or verdict watch in the trial of, obviously, former officer Mark Dial. We also have Steve Bucci. We'll be talking about the Golden Dome and why we need it. So we'll talk
the
to
Booch.
Him in the tenant. Yeah, the Booch.
The Booch is back?
This is a different Stephen Bucci.
Oh, I thought this was...
Because we were just talking about...
Yeah, I thought that was Steve TV Bucci
yeah,
Media.
Not TV Bucci, but...
Okay.
But, so we'll talk about all things Golden Dome. Obviously, we're going to talk about the big, beautiful bill, as it's known. We'll talk about the latest in the D.C. attacks, what we're learning. A lot of updates. And what about the canine caper, the dog napper in the Northeast? So as we look at that one, these very valuable, beautiful dogs missing, we'll cover that one and bring you up to date. And that'll be a good Ferris Friday event. There's always some heist.
Yeah.
A tuna heist. This one's a canine heist.
My dog's available to be heisted if they want to swing by my house. All right. The Dawn Show is up next. Stalker, enjoy your vacation.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll miss you.
It's a couple of days. I'll be back. Don't worry.
Yeah. They'll be up in the Poconos doing this. Everybody have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.